I played them on my last show. I'll play them on every show. And it's 11 o'clock. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And thanks for listening. Mike, thanks for your great show.
You're welcome.
We're going to start with a song that I play almost every year at this time. And you'll know why when you hear the lyrics.
All right. Stay tuned for Sue and Something About the Women. I'm Mike. I'll be back here next week with DJ Sherman. Yeah. For Woo-hoo. The whole 2 hours. All right. See ya. Sue's next at WMFO.
right beside me. I reach out for your hand to see your arms extended, outstretched towards me. You are done a veil by your light, others pale by comparison. Place my faith in love, my fate in this communion. I've been having dreams and visions, in them you are always standing right beside me. I reach out for your hand to see your arms extended, outstretched towards me. I give my pledge to honor all that's good in this life we're living. I think not only of myself, but of the greater union. Can I get a witness that this salvation and rapture for the long life? Can I get a witness? This day sacred and holy, sacred and holy. I've been having dreams and visions, in them you are always standing right beside me. I reach out for your hand to see your arms extended, stretched towards me. You, I am revealed. All my shame, all my faults, and my virtues. Behold, body, mind, and spirit, heart and soul, devoted all to you.
I don't quite know. I'd always made fairly good decisions as far as decisions go. My friends say I've got to forget the past and find somebody new. And my mind tells me what they say is right, but my heart is set on you. Why do I have to be so crazy? So blue, life used example. Why did I have to fall for you? Why do I ask myself these questions? Why do I feel the way I do? Life used to be so simple. Why did I have to fall for you? Sure, it wouldn't be so bad if my dreams were lonely too. But almost everything I see is the memory of you. The morning light clears in the window and shatters all my dreams. And I'm lonelier than ever, thinking what my crazy. Why do I make myself so blue? Life used to be so simple. Why did I have to fall for you? Why do I ask myself these questions? Why do I feel the way I do? Life used to be so simple. Why did I have to fall? Why did I have to fall for you? Why do I ask myself these questions? Why do I feel the way I do? Life used to be so simple. Why did I have to fall for you?
Good morning. Welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue here in the squeaky and also very, like, unstable chair this morning. If I hear a loud thunk, that's me falling off the chair. Let's tell you what we played in that first set. I'll start from the beginning for a change. And we started with a song I play every year at this time. As the wind starts to get a little cold, we play Meg Christian's Turning It Over. And that is the title track to her album that came out, I believe, in 1981, and is one of the reasons why I came to Boston, oddly enough. I know I've told this story before, but I was here for a band competition at the Berklee School of Music when I played in the jazz band for Princeton High School. And I was wandering around Boylston Street, wandered into a music store, and I saw this poster on the wall, and it was the cover of Turning It Over, and I looked at the picture of Meg in her little sort of flowered shirt, red. I can't tell you all the details, but anyway, I looked at her, and I thought, I want to hear what that sounds like, and she was holding her guitar, and there was something about it that appealed to me. Anyway, part of the reason why I ended up in Boston is the cover of Turning It Over. Then we heard Elin Jewell doing Crooked River, and at the last minute, I got free tickets to the sold-out show of Elin Jewell at City Winery last night in Boston, because the woman I've been telling you about for so long, Maya Camille, was singing with Victoria Victoria as the opening act. So I finally got to hear her sing in person, and I got to meet her, and really psyched that I got to see Elin Jewell. So it was just great overall. And then after that, I played some Tracy Chapman, and Tracy Chapman is top of mind lately because I was contacted by a woman in Normandy, France. Her name is Orly, and she is writing a book about Tracy Chapman. And she had come across an article I wrote about Tracy like a long time ago, like 1985, in Sojourner, if any of you remember that feminist newspaper. And so she tracked me down on Facebook, and I actually talked with her for quite a good long time recently for her book, just sharing things that I remember. It's not like I was close with Tracy, but I did know her, and I interviewed her a couple times, and so we reminisced about that. And so that's why I played Tracy Chapman this morning. I played a wedding song from Telling Stories, and a big shout out to Orly, who really knows a lot about Tracy Chapman. She runs some online communities talking about Tracy's work. So big shout out there. And then I played Dead Ringer Band with, of course, the unmistakable voice of Casey Chambers singing the song Why from an early album by her family band, Living in the Circle. And then we rounded out the set with Sarah Jarosz doing Runaway Train from her most recent release, Polaroid Lovers. All right. Wow. That was a mouthful. So I mentioned Maya Camille, and so why not play one of the songs that she sang last night? Even though it was a set by Victoria Victoria, which is a great band in its own right, she is one of the members of that band when they perform out, and she got a chance to sing this one last night, one of her songs. It's something she wrote on the passing of her grandmother, here on Something About the Women.
Goodbye house, goodbye street, goodbye gravel on your feet. Goodbye, I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna talk about goodbye. Goodbye laugh, goodbye cry, goodbye friends who live nearby. Goodbye, I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna talk about goodbye. No, I don't wanna think about it, I don't wanna read about it. Wanna fall into the ground. No, I don't wanna sing about it. I don't wanna pray about it. Who am I when you're no longer around? Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad. Goodbye, all the fun we had. Goodbye, I don't wanna talk about it. I don't wanna talk about goodbye. Goodbye, hearts. Goodbye, train. Hope one day I'll see you again. Goodbye, I don't wanna to talk about it. I don't want to talk about goodbye. No, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to dream about it. I don't want to fall into the ground. Still, the world seems to spin away and I sat my 7 days. Who am I when you're no longer? A circle dance, so close your eyes, enjoy the ride. Maybe she was right, it's not our only chance. Hold every hand, but not too tight. Goodbye house, goodbye street, goodbye you and goodbye me. Goodbye, I don't wanna talk about it. I don't wanna talk about goodbye. Goodbye, I don't wanna talk about it. I don't wanna talk about goodbye. Goodbye, I don't wanna talk about it. I don't wanna talk about it.
Thank you. you're gonna tell. I got ways to make you talk. I got ways to make your sweet canary sing. I got ways to make you spill the beans. You think this is mean, honey, you ain't seen a thing. Well, did you forget our number? Why did you not even call? Were you wasting cash on some piece of trash that you picked up at the mall? As he crawled off down the hallway, he said, honest honey, that don't ring a bell. Now I've got 14 more questions for you. I'm gonna ask and you're gonna tell. Were you working late, out on a date, running around at the car breakdown, out on a spree, cheating on me, shooting pool, thinking I was some kind of a fool? Huh. Now I've got 7 more questions for you, so start talking. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you still love me? Did you ever love me? Find me attractive? What time do you have to get up in the morning? Oh, and by the way, when are you gonna get a real job?
We'll be right back.
yeah, the band Girlfriend. Nothing like her. All right, that was Sarah Borges doing Band Girlfriend from Good and Dirty, her EP from 2016. Before that, a brand new single from Suzanne Vega, Rats. And she says that song was inspired by rats in New York City. And there's a great video for it, great animation. Check it out. Google it, Suzanne Vega, Rats. It just came out. Before that, Amy Rigby doing 20 Questions. And she's going to be at City Winery. But because their freaking website is down right now, I can't tell you the date, but it's soon. Oh, October 11th. I finally found it on a different site. The search came up as I was talking, but Amy Rigby's going to be there. And City Winery, I hadn't been there in a while, like since before the pandemic. It's a great place to see a show, and they have so much good music coming. Jonathan Brooks going to be there soon, and a whole bunch of people. So when their site is back up, you can go and check out what's coming to City Winery, and you can go enjoy a show. And it's like it's like a very quick walk from North Station, so it's really doable. Before Amy Rigby, we started the set with Carla Bonoff. I'm still on a high from interviewing her probably a month or so ago, more than that at this point. But anyway, still on a high from talking to Carla Bonoff. One update to that interview, which is kind of sad. She was talking about looking forward to a tour she was going to be doing with J.D. Souther, and he just passed away, so tour's canceled. As far as I know, unless she's going to do it solo. But that's really sad. He was a dear friend of hers, and she was very broken up about his death, obviously. All right, so we are going to continue now with some more music, of course, because this is Something About the Women, where we play music by all different kinds of women artists every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And big shout out to Jane and Kirsten, my co-DJs. I know they're listening, and I want them to know how much I appreciate them. We are a collective that has been running this show in different permutations of the collective since 1973. So we value our history and also just our camaraderie. All right, here we go. Here's some old music from K.T. Tunstall. And this CD player is slow.
Traces, I embrace it, feeling that anger. so I wipe it. It's right to keep it clean, so I clean. Is it clean? Do you clean? Yes, I clean it. I have to empty ashtrays. I empty them. It's right to keep them clean, so I clean. Yes, I clean. I'm the queen of the clean. At parties, cause it upsets me to see so many empties, and I have to pick them up or I have to go
back again. Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
And you promised me faithfully. saucy.